You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I think we've finally got the busy coach
from
the Rabbitohs, Jason Demetriou, on the line. JC, are you there?
Yeah, hey, evening guys. Sorry about that.
No, all good. We know you're busy, and we've just had Sats in sharing stories about John tonight, mate. So it's given us a chance to wipe our eyes and get ready for our interview, which is no doubt a tough week, not only for the Sattler family but for the Rabbitohs club. Jace, explain to our listeners what John Sattler means to South Sydney.
Yeah, I think it's hard to put into words. What he means to the club and that era of player means to the club as well. But since my time at the club, or growing up as a football lover, you know, Sattler name was entrenched in rugby league folklore, and then to work at a place like South Sydney, you quickly come to understand why. And there's a fair amount of passion from our supporters, and you know, John's time at the club, not only as a player, but what he did in terms of leading the march to get the club back in to the NRL, and what he showed, how much the club meant to him, has left a lasting legacy. And there's no doubt what he brought to the club is etched in the four walls inside Redfern, and we'll be sure to take that with us to Heffron as well when we move.
Yeah, Jace, it's Matt Rogers, mate. John was such a tough man on the field and such a giving and caring man off it. Do anything for his teammates, and his legacy is one that sort of is it one that you use as an example for your current playing group? Is it one that you sort of that the boys are aware of?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's the history is a big part of our club, and we talk often about it. And the players that have left their mark before us was part of our talk. Some of our discussions that we had when we did a walk from Redfern to Heffron in the preseason is part of our culture building for our young players to understand the history. And I think it's a big part of what makes us a club. You know, without recognising the history, then you're not a club. You're just a group of players that are playing for a certain time. But we're more than that. And the players are really strong in having a voice in and around that to make sure they carry that history with them.
Yeah,
but John's contribution to the club was enormous. And I even remember last year in the final series, and Sats sending me a message from John saying that was old school Rabbitohs and we beat the Roosters in the final. So he was still, up until then, really enjoying watching the Bunnies play.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Mate, look, it's a tough week for South fans, for South players, for the coaching staff, and anyone involved with the club. Mate, it's going to be tough to manage. How are you going to, I guess, temper the emotions? Because I mean, it can be a pretty exhausting week with all this emotion sort of flowing. Have you got any plans to sort of try to keep the guys protected away from sort of, I guess, anything that's going to sort of wear them out too much prior to what is going to be a huge moment when you take the field against Manly on the weekend?
Yeah, I think, you know, for us, we'll talk about it tomorrow when we get in. Obviously, the players are off today, so it's a day-on-day off week, so it sort of gives them a bit of space between sessions and press and stuff that they have to do on training days. But I want it to be a celebration. I want us to celebrate the great things that he brought to our club on the field and off the field. And I think the players will embrace that pretty well and use that as a little bit of extra motivation. You know, the players are fairly motivated anyway, but when you're putting on that tribute jersey, I'm sure that it'll mean a lot to them come Saturday night.
Yeah, gee, there will be a lot of emotion Saturday night at a corner. I know we've got a lot of South fans who listen to this show, Jason, and no doubt they'll be there in their droves on Saturday night. And it's great to hear that commemorative jersey. Sats did have a discussion with Mark Ellison today, and the half the bunny, of course, it is the famous missing jersey of John Sattler's. And if that's what the team are wearing this Saturday night, mate, I've got chills just talking about it as a Rabbitohs fan.
Yes, again, you know, you have moments in your career where you get to represent more than yourself, and this is one of those occasions that I know the players will really look forward to, and as an old club, we get to be the ones that show what John's legacy meant to us and make sure our supporters understand that he's still a big part of our club.
Do you want to talk some footy? Great game against the Roosters last week. It was an amazing game of football. Tough, fast, a bit of niggle out in the middle. We heard about that last night from the Roosters. Cody was the target of that. Is there much to make out of that? Have you had to spend any time with Cody Walker this week just to calm him down a bit, Jason?
Oh, not really. I mean, obviously there's discussions we have in and around some behaviours that we want to make sure that we're about as a club. But look, Cody's frustration comes from our lack of execution. You know, we had three clear cut chances and we didn't turn them into points and the clock was getting away from us. So that was probably a big reason why he was frustrated. And then it sort of boiled over in the end that, you know, Cam was, disappointed with some things that happened on the field and that boiled over. But up until that point, I felt the game was played in a great spirit. It was aggressive, intense. Both sets of players handled themselves pretty well.
Yeah, mate, look, you've got a big game this week. You're trying to, get back into the winner's circle. You've got a few middles that are out. It's going to create some opportunities for some other players to come in. Is there any concerns? Is there any long-term concerns with your players that will be missing this week?
Oh, not long term. You know, the most is about 6 to 8 weeks, and then we've got Saliva Havili and Liam Nyman back in around those times as well. But yeah, not sure, mate. How much weight have you put on, mate? You fancy a game?
mate, I wouldn't run out of sight in a dark night at the moment, mate.
Mind you, the amount of cakes you bought the Savo, Matty. I think give him a couple of weeks, Jace. Yeah. He'll be ready to go.
Yeah, mate. Well, the style
15 minutes, mate.
The style of football you guys are playing is exciting. But it's also, it creates, I guess, there's a little bit of risk associated with it. I haven't seen a team sort of put together an 80-minute display this year yet. I mean, it's early in the season, but obviously that's the goal. You're working on sort of your completion rates and sort of getting your attack on. Is that the big focus for you this week?
Yeah, well, our focus for the start of the season has been defence. Our pre-season focus was that, and we're sitting just up there with the top four clubs in terms of defence, and we played three of the toughest teams in the competition away from home, so we're pretty settled with how we're going defensively. And off the back of that, obviously you're not probably focusing as much on your attack, and that comes a bit more naturally to us. And but we don't want to shy away from the fact that we want to play footy once we get opportunities to play. And although we bombed three opportunities, I felt we probably left another three or four opportunities out there that we didn't take. We sort of sat back a little bit. My message this week is when we've created that opportunity to pull the trigger, we need to pull it and back ourselves, because that's what we do well. And that's what makes us a hard team to play against. And as long as our defence is holding up, we'll give ourselves a chance. So that's a big message this week.
Geez, Lachlan Ilias was really impressive in the first round game. His attack was amazing. But geez, I was impressed with his defence last week against the Roosters, Jace. And again, the fact that you've been working on your defence as a team, you could really tell some of his tackles were outstanding.
Yeah, you must be rapt with where he is with his game right now. I mean, he's developing into just a great first-grade halfback, isn't he?
Yeah, he has. He's got a great temperament. As you know, Matty, it's part of the battle when you get into first grade. And if you can hold your end up defensively, that keeps you a bit more level-headed as well. You're not stressing during the game because, you know, your defence is letting your teammates down. And he's doing that really well. And you know, he's adding some little things to his game as well. I thought the try he created at the start for Keon was outstanding footy. And I think sometimes the biggest learn for him is just about how understand how he can contribute when we're on the back foot. And that'll only come with experience. But I think it's something that'll grow in his game.
Good luck against Manly this Saturday night at a Coors Stadium. And unbelievable, the fact that, you know, John did pass away this week and you're taking on Manly this Saturday night, you know, almost a reenactment of that 1970 grand final. So best of luck tonight. I'm sure a lot of NRL fans and particularly obviously the South Sydney fans right behind the team this week. Best of luck, Jason.
Yeah, good luck, mate.
All right, thanks, guys. A special occasion that we're looking forward to. Yeah.